Today is the second day of a three-day strike by workers at the University of California. Their walkout came after the university imposed a contract union members hadn't approved. The union representing 9,000 of the lowest-paid service workers at UC campuses and hospitals had been working without a contract for more than a year. Shia Levitt with member station KQED reports.
Treat your workers like you should!
In bright green union t-shirts, more than 100 workers and union organizers marched Monday outside UC San Francisco Medical Center. They carried signs that said equality, fairness, and respect. Naomi Nakamura is a pharmacy technician at UCSF. She's here to demand higher wages and to ask UC to stop replacing career employees with lower paid outside contractors.
These contract workers aren't properly trained to do their job, and so that is a huge liability.
Strikes took place at all 10 UC campuses and at 5 UC medical centers across California. At UCSF's medical center, thousands of patients had to reschedule appointments. Sheila Antrim is senior vice president there.
12,140 chemo treatments, radiology procedures, outpatient surgeries that have been impacted and had to be rescheduled, and just in general, a major disruption.
Disruption for students was less evident. The strike also coincides with the start of exam week at some campuses. UC Berkeley professor Michael Burrovoy says some professors are allowing students who don't want to cross the picket lines to reschedule their exams.
We are definitely very sympathetic to the strike, and many of these students, of course, come from the similar sort of background as the workers who are striking.
Janitors, cafeteria staff, truck drivers, and technical workers make up the AFSCME service unit. They asked for an 18% pay raise over 3 years to help offset the high cost of living in some areas. A UC statement says union members are already paid at or above market rates and called the strike ill-advised. The picket is expected to continue today and Wednesday. They'll be joined by sympathetic nurses and workers from other unions. For NPR News, I'm Shia Levitt in San Francisco.